Come back. I'm still Odil. It didn't change. Milad is still with me. So the same crew here, and we are going to continue with informing you how we can secure your environments to be able for us to go to the cool parts, Zema parts. We want you to understand the key principle of the securities. Right. So what are we going to cover in this module, Milad?
So in this module, we will talk about a lot of what's like the key concepts of security, like the operational part primarily, so all about risk management, around the expectation we need to set for network administrators, and really focusing on some elements of ISO 27001, right, Erdal? I mean, if you look into it, it's not really hard to guess, I think, right? If you look into network administrator and the expectations they should have.
Yes. We know that not every network administrator is a security expert. And we do understand that not everybody can be expert on everything. But we all have to understand at least the basic of securities.
Definitely.
And for that, we have to follow the key principle to secure your, mine, ours, networks. So how can we do that? So why are we talking about ISO? What is ISO? The International Standards Organization. What is it doing? Create standards internationally. So what is the purpose of that? So they have a committee, which I think each country has an equal voting right. They come together and they discuss some standards. As soon as they agree, they publish it out. And probably you noticed the session title. We were talking about 27,000X.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, which is, security aspects. Where we gonna cover now? Okay, I think you understand now what ISO is.
Yes,
totally. What I can recommend is, if you're looking for a hosting company, or if you're looking for a cloud company, you should check if they are ISO certified. This will help you also to get some indication as well. Milad?
Yes, definitely. And looking into that, I mean, it's all about risk management, I think, Erdal, right? It's about the probability and the consequences, right, coming together, right? So, and then based on that, you identify the risk on that, right?
Yes. Quick look in our slides. So it says probability plus consequence equal risk. Yeah. Now, back to me. What is risk? Seriously.
What is risk?
What is risk?
If I hit you on the face, that could be a risk.
No, look, when you start, okay, can you show your hand, please? Oh, sure. That's what happened last time when he tried to hit my face. Okay, Taekwondo, Australian martial arts,
yeah.
Highly recommended. back to the topic. So when is risk management starting in our life? Seriously, when do you think it's starting in our life?
When does it start? I mean, I think it depends on the guy, right? I mean, it's all the time.
Can I something?
Yeah.
Risk management starts from the second that you get born.
Okay.
When you're out of your mom's tummy, they do some reflex tests, and the babies usually try to grab
something. Yeah.
Why the baby, the little newborn baby, is aware of the risk of falling?
Yeah.
Instant.
Yeah, because it's new for him.
I know you love your nieces.
Definitely.
his family, by the way, was published at Microsoft blog. His and siblings are all working for Microsoft. So it's really the right path, Milad. Back to risk management. Okay, when kids start to walk, they crawl, they start, oh, can I walk? I can. No, I'm going to fall. Risk management starts back from there. Okay, so risk management is part of our life, which we're going to talk very shortly. Milad?
Exactly. And then basically out of that, it's all about the consequence coming after it, right? And one of the things I learned is also like we have some golden rules, I think, within the key principle of security, right?
The first golden rule is there is no way to stop a hacker. Do you want me to repeat it? There is way to stop a hacker. All what we can do is make their job harder. To do that, we have to understand that information security is all about
risk management.
So to be able to do a risk management, we should understand some key principles. What are the key principles? First of all, we should identify our assets. Mm-hmm. What is an asset again? An asset is defined elements of value. Could be your computer,
hardware,
could be
software.
Could be your book, you know, your most favorite book. Could be anything.
Financial assets.
Just think about your assets. Mm-hmm. And ISO 27001, clause 3.1 is defining elements of value. Mm-hmm. Of course, we are talking about IT security here, and IT security is about anything. So, we are IT professionals, but what are our end users doing here? Producing data.
Correct.
Producing information.
Yeah, it's all about the information.
Could be a drink which we drink, which is trademarked. Could be a software which we use. Mm-hmm. Could be a book which I write. You know, I'm an author of a mock with a couple of other valuable SMEs, mm-hmm. content developers. So the asset is anything which you think which is valuable. Then we have to identify the assets. What is identification of the asset? It's basically a possible classification. Now, think about your environments again. Very soon, there was a huge attack on a big government organization. That guy had to escape. I forgot his name. You can check the news. You know that guy. I'm just blinking my eye. I forgot his name. So what did this guy do? He did download all this information and share it on the net. So yes, I'm pretty sure there was a classification. And sometimes we all, like, when you send an email to a Microsoft employee that you work in a project, mm-hmm. it's confidential.
Correct.
Let's say you're talking about the new features of Windows 8.1 Update 2, which is, you know, I'm just making it up.
I don't know what you're talking about here.
Yeah, I'm just making it up. Of course, you know, I remember Marcus and I was saying, you know, I was doing an interview with him at TechEd, mm-hmm. and Windows 7 was new, and he was talking about Windows VNext. As we stopped the recording, said, Mark, are you sure you want to talk about it? Back then, he wasn't an Azure team. He said, you know, I got a job here, and my job is to invent the future, right? So it's basically Microsoft's job is to go to the next step before us. So that's why I think you can talk about it. Mm-hmm. Back to the topic. We also have to understand what threat, vulnerability, means in the concept of information technologies. Threat is a potential cause of an unwanted incident, which may result in harm to a system or organization. I don't know if you can show Milad's hands again. So Milad was a threat to me. He did try to hurt me. We're joking, by the way. Now, joke aside, I don't know Milad, and he's coming to steal my mouse, of course, I'm going to do my best to protect the mouse. If I see his hand like that, yeah. what will be my first attack point?
Well, that hand.
That hand, right?
Because that's a vulnerability.
That's a vulnerability which I know.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember the demo which I done earlier in the beginning. I used a vulnerability in Windows, and I done it in the middle of Redmond here, okay? So, which is now patched. I'm repeating myself, which is now patched. I use the vulnerability to hack into a system, mm-hmm. and I could just get all the information out. So, information security. What is information security? I think we all understand it. You want to talk about it? All right, it's protection of information from wide range of threats to make sure that the business continues. So, Microsoft's job used to be software, but now it's also hardware, right?
Right.
So, They have Nokia, they got Surface, they got keyboard, mouse, Xbox One. They produce not just software. Let's talk about that company you work. You produce some documentation, editing. That bank, they produce money. No. they, you know, they get our money. But it's important they protect it. How? Milad, can you please answer me this question? Probably if I can get the camera to Milad's face, please. Very important here. Can you please tell me how much money you got in your bank account? Why are you laughing? I'm asking a question.
It's confidential.
It's confidential.
Exactly.
All right.
That's something I wouldn't share necessarily.
All right. Or, you know, if I ask your religion, if I ask your girlfriend, which you have in Redmond, not in Dubai. No.
So those are confidential.
She's not watching it, right? So this is confidential. Some of the confidentiality is protected by laws. Yeah. Some of them is by belief.
Yeah.
But the idea is, confidentiality is, it's mine.
Exactly.
I don't want you to know about it. So then...
It only should be used in a need-to-know basis.
Yes, then we talk about integrity.
Yeah.
So he didn't want to tell me how much money he got, right? Let's assume he got $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
Back to Milad's face, please. Milad, let's say you got $1,000.
Yes.
And you go to the bank, you see $1 million in your account.
Mm-hmm.
$1 million, what will you do?
Fly to Hawaii.
All right. Stop. Now, you got, you know, $10,000. You work for Microsoft, you earn a bit more. $10,000. You are just about to fly to Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
You go to your ATM and you see minus $300. So the integrity, which is the property of safeguarding the accuracy of the completeness of assets.
Yeah.
So it has to be what it is.
Correct.
Then, remember, you were flying to Hawaii, all the way from Dubai. So your money has to be available when you need it. Not when the bank thinks, ah, now today's Sunday, I don't think so, you need the money. I'm going to buy some shares with it. No. So the key important aspect is CIA. CIA? No, has nothing CIA? To do with FBI, CIA. It's confidentiality.
Integrity. And availability. Correct.
As soon as we identify our assets, we understand the CIA methodology, then we can move to identification of the assets, right?
Correct. And basically within the identification process, it all starts with identifying the assets, right? Then we know, okay, what are the threats coming in, right? So we identify the threats. We look into, okay, what are the existing controls available? So what do we have today? Looking into the vulnerabilities we might run into. So identifying the risks, what happens if I go to the bank, to my bank account and see it's minus $300. Well, I probably would know, okay, Erdal did something again. And just call him and say, Erdal, could you just transfer the money back? I mean, that would be just really nicely.
I mean, if I do it, you're lucky. Because as a penetration tester, I used to get hired. But again, like if you're in Europe, I can recommend you two people. They're going to be next week at TechEd. Trusek, Hassan and Marcus, which were, or maybe Power, you know, a couple of good friends.
Yeah.
Or in Melbourne, David's dance company. That's okay, which works okay under. So these guys, which is, I used to do as well.
Yeah.
I used to go to companies, wearing my suit, wearing my, getting my FedEx shirt. you know, it's $30 to make it. I get some empty boxes. Hi, I'm from Pizza Hut. I'm from FedEx. I'm here to bring my stuff. So social engineering, making people believe.
Yeah, it's similar like to what we keep talking on TechEd, right? I mean, TechEd Australia, when you talked about social media, or next week at TechEd North America,
we got a beautiful session,
we got a session coming up on social engineering. And I mean, one of the examples was also like yesterday, how you came into our building, I think. Like even through your walk with me, I mean, you didn't have a visitor badge like till I went proactively
to the
reception.
I was not allowed to talk about that.
I just changed my mind.
Okay, you changed your mind? I think we can't take it back anymore. Microsoft headquarters, Redmond. I decided to have some fun. I was walking with a non-Microsoft t-shirt, just walking close to the guys. Mila was trying to, you know, he was all the time with me. But some people, please take action against it. They open the door. They are very nice to open the door as well.
Yeah.
No problem. Even though I had a visitor badge here.
Yeah.
Yes, I had a sponsor, which means he's covering... He's covering all my food expenses.
You're welcome.
He was all the time with me, but I done it in a UN station.
Wow.
United Nations, somewhere in a small island in Asia. I was hired by UN. I went there to teach some security classes, and they gave me a visitor badge.
Mm-hmm.
I think I can show. Do you mind if I show the...
No problem, go ahead.
Probably
I mean, anyway, my expectation is after the jumpstart, I will need to find a new job. You will
I'm pretty sure Bill Gates is going to come personally to
just to ensure
see
that we'll leave
walking
the
out on the building. All right, this is out of concept, by the way. You're not supposed to see all this stuff. I'm sorry.
All right, so it's on your machine. You want to show something?
Yes.
Okay.
Should I show my apps? No. Where's my photos now?
Probably not.
Photos.
So you've been traveling a lot, right? Or
yes. So I went to United Nations. You know, instead of... I changed my mind. I went to United Nations. Mm-hmm. One day, what I've done is... Let's see, you're going to see it shortly.
So
now you see where this is, well. This is the visitor badge, which they gave me. Okay? I needed escort all the time with me. By the way, I was paid to do so.
Mm-hmm.
I needed an escort all the time with me.
Mm-hmm.
My wife gets angry with the word escort, you know what I mean? That's why I said, I should have something better than this.
Yeah.
So I worked my way. Mm-hmm. I convinced the guys there, and I get a visitor pass, which didn't need any escort.
Wow.
So from this, I upgraded to that, but it was all, you know, under procedures. Or if you think this is just happens in small companies, if you think this is just happening in East Timor, no.
This happens everywhere.
Question. When I was a full-time field engineer on penetration testing, based on my statistic, out of 10 times, how many times do you think I went inside buildings getting stopped?
9 times.
7.
7.
Oh. 7 times. This includes a bank. Mm-hmm. They had a security event.
Mm-hmm.
We had a couple of speakers. And I went as the handsome guy there, Milad Aslaner. True. You know, just making, I don't remember the other speaker name. I said, hi, I'm Milad here. There was huge, many people. I said, can I get my pass, please? I'm one of the speakers.
Mm-hmm.
They looked, oh yeah, what's your email address? Facebook. What's your address? Facebook. What's your phone number? I got it. What's your mother's maiden name? I got it. Not kidding.
Mm-hmm.
Got his pass. Was walking inside the building. Yeah. Taking some photos, which I shared it in my session. So I built my session in my session. So this is real life. We think it, seriously, look, when I go in front of students, I attend many tech heads. People think we make things up, but it's so happening. Obvious. It's still happening. Look, right. You traveled at the moment, you left Europe, you went to Middle East, and you were telling me, forget about the customer names. Do you want to share some information with our beautiful attendees? Especially you?
So some stories from our customers. Well, one of the recent customer visitors was, we were talking about risk management, change management there, and I know you will not believe me, Arul, but this really happened.
No, I don't.
So basically what happened is we went there, I talked about change management and what's important with one of the BDMs, so the decision makers. And then said, yeah, we have the change management in place. 2 minutes later, like literally, there was one guy walking over and was looking at the BDM and said, hey boss, I just patched this production environment. And all I did was to basically ask him, could you show me the change request for that update? And then he was like, yeah, you know, this is a new internee, a trainee. And he was just testing around. But he just said production environment. I said, yeah, don't worry about that. I mean, that's only one of the exceptions. I mean, that's really all about, like, there's no point in putting policies in place if you're not following them afterwards, right? So you need to monitor the assets at the same time, right? Because otherwise, what will happen is you have this great policy in place, but you have at the same time nobody following it. And I think this picture really demonstrates how this could look like in real world. I think you took that picture, right, Arlo?
This picture is taken by me. I was going to visit a customer, and we do penetration testing. I used to do before starting selling load balances. Okay. We used to do penetration testing, and these guys were talking about how secure the environments are.
Mm-hmm.
I went there Sunday afternoon, and I took this photo.
Okay.
They got a camera that I don't know if you see.
Yeah.
Their understanding of security.
Probably anyway fake, but...
it could be fake.
Okay.
It was connected to the internet. What I done is basically I could connect to the camera or the internet. Mila?
Okay. One of the stories I had about that was I visited once one of the data centers from a large enterprise, and it was really secure, so you needed to get, like, at the reception, somebody took you over, like, many gates had to open with, one of them was with iris control, and one of them was biometrics, so super secure environment. I was really impressed, to be honest with you. I never saw such a security policies in place for getting into a building. But Erdo, do you know what happened? Could you at least guess what happened when I wanted to leave
the
that building?
The security walked you out?
Not even. I just walked out myself. So all the doors were opening itself. And I said, hey, bye, guys. I see you tomorrow. I was not coming tomorrow there again. So this is another example, right? I mean, it's huge security environment, right? And all these measurements to get into. But once you're in, everybody assumes that you're one of the good guys, right? But what is if you
especially
use social
if you get the Marxer badge, right? Seriously, it helps. It helps.
Yeah, that's social engineering again, right?
Yeah, of course. I mean, how much does it cost to buy the shirt from the store? Or yes, I can buy it. I'm
$40.
Not an employee. I'm not an employee, but I can go on big e-commercial website.
Yeah.
And I can just get any logo embedded to my shirts.
Correct.
All right. Let's talk about the track changes to risk. Again, this photo was taken by me. It's a huge bank. And believe it or not, that's the display screen. So I think it's time for them to upgrade to Windows 8.1, update 1. That of blue screen. So as you already mentioned, it's really important to track changes. At ISO, we have something called PDCA. What is PDCA?
Good question.
Plan. Check. Do. Act. And this is a circle which goes on. So you have to always plan. You have to always check. If there is any change, you have to apply the change.
Yeah.
Then circles go back. Why do you think Microsoft, I mean, this is my question. Seriously, I used to deliver many trainings as well. I'm still a university lecturer and ask my student, why do you think Microsoft or other software vendors keep updating the softwares? I mean, why is Microsoft releasing now every year new Windows operating system, a server operating system? It was announced, it's not me. Or why we get nearly every 3 years a new client operating system. You are Microsoft. Can you, seriously, we did not practice that. Seriously.
Because basically the need of the users are changing, right? I mean, the users expect more capabilities. At the same time, we want to provide new capabilities to the IT professional, to IT developers, in order to enhance the user experience, in order to enhance and mitigate new security threats. So that's one of the reasons why, of course, we ship new operating systems.
That's exactly what it is. Why I could not run my demo here? Because I patched my PC with mistakes and I couldn't run it this morning. Luckily, I had a backup. You probably saw it on my desktop. I had a backup video, luckily. Otherwise, I was not going to be able to...
Correct, because we patched the vulnerability you were using.
You patched the vulnerability.
Correct.
So let's move on and talk about risk management strategies. Again, this photo was taken by me. I'm not going to tell who this gentleman is, but he's a very famous guy. He has many published books. Yeah. And I was able to do... this is actually MCT Summit Stockholm.
Ah, okay.
But I have very similar picture with the same guy at TechEd as well.
So he used to just do it over and over, right?
I done it last in my session. I don't want to talk too much about it because please watch Channel 9. I'm preparing some surprises. If you attend TechEd next week, you're going to love it. Plus, there is Hacker Halted coming, another security conference, which I'm going to talk. Zombies in Social Network. Yeah. So you're going to see how people, it's going to be published in my blog as well, okay? You're going to see how bad guys think. So I spend lots of time on investigating, researching the issues. And I try my best to share it with you. It's up to you to, if you go to our slide, to accept, to mitigate, to transfer or to avoid the risk.
Yeah.
Here's an example. Milat, I know you just you just migrated.
Migrated to Dubai. Okay. Well, kind of, my domain is migrated. So.
You just moved to Dubai.
Yeah.
Okay, relocated is the term.
Yeah.
I know you got a car loan. Yeah. You're going to buy a car?
Mm-hmm.
Probably. Yeah. I guess, maybe. He doesn't talk, by the way. Sausage, you need.
Yeah, he's trying to get my password since we arrived together in Redmond. I mean, literally, I see him, like, every time I type my password on my Windows phone, it's like, somebody's looking over there. And I was like, Erdal, can you look over there quickly? Thank you very much.
Yesterday, out of concept, we were in the global security room in Building 92, and he turned his back. And I was looking from the window password. You know, he done the right thing. He turned his back, but there was a window.
There was a window.
Yeah, I was sorry. He changed his password straight away. So I still got one day here in Redmond. Before we fly to Tekkat, I'm going to get it.
Well, you have the Tekkat.
Okay, you back to the topic. Car.
Yes.
So you're talking about to buy, I don't know, we can't mention the brand. Okay, he's opening his eye. Don't tell the brand. You don't see it from there. He's, don't hit me that.
No worries.
Okay, no, it's far away. So when you buy the car,
yeah,
please tell the same answer when I asked you yesterday. Why do you insure the car?
Why do I insure my car?
Be honest, say what you said yesterday.
I don't recall exactly my wording, but
he said because everybody does it.
Yeah, everybody does it, exactly.
So he didn't even know why he's insuring his car.
I don't know, come on. Because, everybody does it.
Yeah, I know you.
Everybody has a phone, everybody has a tablet.
You got lots of money, I know that as well.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, joke aside, you don't want to risk. But if something happens, we know there are too many crazy drivers, okay? Joke aside, so you don't want to ignore the risk. What you do is you transfer the risk to the security company.
Yeah.
Let's say this cup here,
Beautiful
cup from the kitchen, Microsoft cup, okay? You got some drink in. Did you insure this drink?
Not really. Well, it depends if I'm a celebrity, maybe.
They insure
the hat and
parts in their body. All right, you accept.
I was thinking about insuring my fingers, by the way. I mean, after this happened.
You can accept, mitigate, transfer, or avoid a risk.
Correct.
And this is all up to you again. I know it sounds boring some of the time. But some students complain when I talk because it's too much theory. And sad enough, only in this part we don't have a demo, but next we got many demos.
Yeah.
But if you think, as I said, the life starts with a risk.
Correct.
The life is a risk, right? We take risk. We accept risk.
Mm-hmm.
IT is not different. And that's why
I agree.
It's important to understand the key security principles.
Exactly, Erdal. That's a very good point, and thanks for that. So when we look into the security principles, I mean, it all starts with the so-called least privilege, right? I mean, why should everybody have administrative rights? I mean, we've been talking around local admin rights since I don't know when, right, Erdo? I mean, how many Tekkat conference, how many conference in general, like, did we attend and talk about, hey, why does everybody in your environment has local admin rights, right? Do you really need that? What is the risk you have with that? And what do you gain with that capabilities, right? So it's always granting the least privilege required. Then you need to look into each individual layer of your environment, right? You need to look into, okay, each network layer. Did you separate your production and your testing environment in the network environment as well? Then looking into specifically the attack surface, right? So all about, okay, what happens if a certain exploit happens in my environment? Is my environment ready to mitigate this risk, right? Do I have the right security capabilities in place? And those security principles are really essential for us to build a proper IT security strategy, right? It's all about avoiding the assumptions. You should never assume something will happen. Always go ahead and say, I know it will happen. The question is, am I ready when it happens, right? I mean, before IT enterprise companies were saying, I'm not the target for attackers. Well, now it's changed. I mean, hackers or malware engineers got interested into mid-sized organization, into consumer space, getting those information out there. So you know it's not anymore that you will assume you're going to be hacked. It's about you will be hacked. Are you ready to protect yourself against those attacks? So it's around protecting and detecting and responding to new hacking scenarios about new malware attacks and really being secure by design, right, Errol?
Yes, okay. Let's put this all in a concept. What is the screen saying here? Defense in depth.
Correct.
Of course, we concentrate on Windows security.
Yeah.
So if I get Milad's, that's my one actually. If I get my little Surface 2.
We can change.
You got Surface 1, right?
Yeah.
Surface. So can I get your one? I don't mind.
But I get your one?
Quickly, come on, come on. We got only a few minutes. Turning on. Surface. Promise the Surface. Surface team, don't forget to write me a paycheck. So, this is domain joined.
Yeah.
Oh, look, Milad with the...
Heike.
Heike. All right. I don't know his password.
I'm surprised.
Seriously. Do you mind if we get Milad? I'm just going to do live surprise for him.
Oh, boy.
He's not aware of this. Now, back to me. A little USB stick. Plug it in. Restart the computer. Okay? So
why I feel so scared right now?
Restart the computer. I got Ubuntu Linux inside. So I'm not gonna replace Ubuntu with Surface, don't worry. So what once I boot from the USB, what's going to happen?
Try to boot from that.
So I don't know your password. Let's say I found this and I'm not a really good guy.
Mm-hmm.
I found your Surface. Mm-hmm. I plug the USB in or I steal your Surface.
Yeah.
What can I do if I Ubuntu inside? I can just boot from this. Or I'm pretty sure you're going to remember Mark Rosinovich had his own company. Back then he had a software called ERV Commander,
mm-hmm.
which was a beautiful live CD. Mm-hmm. Where you can boot from ERD Commander. It had a mini XP environment. You could just go into there, go to Locksmith. Seriously, it had an option called Locksmith.
Remember.
Change password, enter the new password, restart, you are in. Now ERD Commander is part of MDOP, I think. Microsoft, I think
Dark,
something.
Yeah.
That, sorry, which is part of MDOP.
Yeah.
Okay, back to the... So, I noticed I couldn't boot in because this guy is smart. He bit protect. He done a BitLocker encryption into this. When Microsoft tells you, do you use BitLocker? Let's be honest. I'm going to talk with the camera crew here. Probably not you're going to hear the answer. Please be honest. How many times you lost your USB stick? Or you never lost a USB stick? I had so far, look, I'm every week in a conference, in a class, and many students come back to me say, I had only one student said, I didn't lose anything, I took a photo with him. And I can show it to you on Facebook. If you go to my Facebook page, I'm still proud of him. We all lose. Free tool. I mean, yeah, you can go TrueCrypt, it's free, you can download it and encrypt it. But hey, it's already in Windows. BitLocker to go. Yes, I know it is a pain with Windows 7. I love Windows 7. Like, encrypting, I'm sorry, this is outside Microsoft as an independent. 1 terabyte hard drive used to get encrypted in 8-9 hours. Windows 8, less than 1 hour.
Correct, because we have the new capability of saying that it's only encrypted.
Please, I don't want you to defend or I'm not attacking. I don't want to lose my title, right? But
that's already
seriously,
discussed.
he's following the best practices. I could... promise he was not aware of this attack.
No, not at all.
I wanted to hack him and I was praying for him not to have it. You know, can you imagine a Microsoft Premier field engineer and having that BitLocker there?
I think that's kind of impossible for us because like any domain join machine, we have alerts going out. So if my machine
so
is not domain joined...
So it's not you following the best practice.
Well,
it's Microsoft policies.
Microsoft IT policy, yes. Because if we are not running BitLocker... Now. Our manager gets an automatic email saying that this production computer detected in the network is not running BitLocker. So my manager would encourage me to activate BitLocker as soon as possible.
All right. So.
And thank you for the Surface 2, by the way.
No problem. BitLocker.
No problem. I will just wipe it.
Yeah, go for it. Back to least privileges.
Yeah.
It is like, let's be honest. How many times you sit in a computer, you press Control Delete? I'm pretty sure you are going to remember with Windows XP, RTM, Control Delete, Administrator, Enter, no password.
Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun. Do you remember this bug or vulnerability or of look at Milad's face? He's like, no. I don't know if he's saying don't talk about it. Okay, I'm losing my MVP status.
Go ahead, please.
Okay, it was fixed. So soon you're going to see also something. Like, did you know that around 92% of Windows or Microsoft-generated attacks could be blocked? Look, I know I got an accent. Maybe you misunderstood me. 92% of the attacks could be mitigated via just removing the admin privileges from your systems.
Correct.
It's so easy, guys. So you don't have to be a certified ethical hacker. You don't have to do 92%. Oh, there's still 8%. I know. 92%.
I mean, it's a good point. I mean, and if you look into the investment we've made as Microsoft for user account control, right? Most of the scenarios where you needed to have typically an admin account anymore before, you don't really have to, because our standard user account is able to do these tasks for you without having this admin privileges before, right? In XP back then, everybody was an admin, right? And that's why we see a lot of applications getting installed in certain areas where they shouldn't have been, right? Because even so, we documented like the best practice for developers on MSDN. We had scenarios where they didn't follow it, so we have applications who got installed in Windows, in program files, and so on, right? So we mitigate then with sort of later release of Windows 7, Windows 8. And that's why it's important to understand, okay, what is least privileges, and do you really need an administrative account anymore?
All right. This was the Windows security part. You know, we're covering that as well. But promise, in the next section, I'm going to have many hacking demonstrations for you. So it's also important, we said, defending each network layer.
Correct.
So I don't want you to think about, you know, OSI level 7 layers. Did you know that actually, how many layers are in OSI? Sorry, I told
7.
The answer. No, I say always 8 layer. There is 8 layer. Yes, I know at the Twitter, probably at the moment, you're going to see, what 8 layer? Can somebody tell me, can you please tell me if someone answer, what is the 8 layer of, we're getting live streaming at the moment? You, hey, don't sleep. I'm asking you. No, not you. You, yes, you. What is the 8 layer? If you know the answer, I send you my card. With a flash, it has a flash animations, and I give you a credit card back. Did anybody answer? Nobody? Okay, nobody's watching. Milad, can you please go to Twitter? All right, the eighth layer is still nobody answering. All right, I think I'm gonna give you some more time. So, how can we reduce the attack surface? I don't want to talk about. This is not ad section, okay? But we can just reduce the attack surface by patching our system as well. Having up-to-date antivirus, having firewalls, then please do not assume. I'm pretty sure Milad took care of it. No, Microsoft Security will, the user. And who did tell the answer? Was it you? Sorry, 9 people had the right answer. Can we get the name so we give them credit? So, Binat, come on.
Yeah, there you go.
Can we get the names? They are probably my students from the master class of Charles University. The names, no?
Caleb.
Caleb, thank you very much. Send me an email, eoskaya at chemtechnologies.com. I'm going to send you beautiful...
Car happy.
Nothing for free, don't forget.
Don't
and all other users, promise, I'm going to write a blog post saying thank you. The 8 user is the... No, the 8 layer is the user where people aim. Because I know you're going to download. I know you're going to go to that weird website. You're going to watch free movies, any kind of movies. Okay?
Yeah.
And did you know that? I think I can mention YouTube, right? Can I mention YouTube?
Look at this. You just did.
You can now. YouTube. I love it. I got my own channel. I publish videos via my blog there, via university, IT Master Charles Stewart University. So, did you know that? Last year, only in YouTube, more than 3 million words has been advertised. I'm sorry, it's not different with Bing. If you go to Bing, type Microsoft Security Exchange Fields. The first 3 link was junk. I don't know, it's probably still junk. I reported it to the Bing team, they fixed it, but it keeps coming back. You know what I mean? People pay huge lots of money to be up and top. Why do you think they spend their money? Because if not you, someone else is going to click on it. And sometimes even I do mistakes. You know, people
That's
say,
Erdal, protected you yesterday.
Especially in my hacking classes, you know, most of the time I infect my own computer. Not because I really want to, because I avoid my own principles. And I tell my students, don't do what I do. Do what I say. So, don't do what I do. Do what I say. And make sure you protect your environment. Make sure you have some sort of an IPS system, IDS system. And you can, there are many commercial tools free for home users. Please go ahead and use them. I'm not saying go to that untrusted website, which is in the moon, moon.com.moon, you know. I'm not saying go to the moon and download from there, but please have some sort of incident response team.
Yeah.
And make sure, we're going to talk about some of the tools after a small break, okay? Make sure you design your security and you do not use the defaults. Do you mind if I go out of concept? I got one more demo here, which I just remembered now. Defaultpassword.com. Look at this. Milad, what's your...
No, I will not tell you my password.
He's not telling me. All right, let's say, you know, doesn't matter which brand you're using. You can just go to any brand. I'm not mentioning any brand. This is the brand here. That's the product. That's the revision number. That's the protocol. That's the admin name. That's the password. So, question here is, how many of you do protect your modems? Hold on. Milad, do you got a firewall at home?
Yeah.
Do you got antivirus at home?
Yep.
Do you got domain joined computers at home?
Actually, I do.
All right, you know, Microsoft, we're talking about
IOD,
right? You're talking about the great features of Microsoft.
Yeah.
But if you don't protect your modem, and I'm going to show you how in the next session, okay? Uh-huh. Use some port scanners to scan. Hey, you know, you are on the internet, public IP. I found your modem. I hijack your modem. I start to...
Sniff.
What smells here? I start to sniff your modem. Unless you got encryption, you have no protection.
Correct.
That's why IPv6 is going to be big. But we are not going to talk about it. Why? IPv6 has inbuilt encryption. You can do it with IPv4 as well now. You can just go and create IPsec policies via group policy, mm-hmm. or RPSec. So
yeah.
It's really important to encrypt your data. So I don't mind if you're not using Windows Phone. I'm not from the Windows Phone team. I got one myself. But if
you have social engineering techniques.
Seriously, look, I got a beautiful Nokia phone at Tech at Australia.
And it's true. I was like watching him doing the hack.
We were in the boot. My boss said, you know, I bought a beautiful Nokia phone. I said, yeah, I can get one as well. He said, you just bought a phone. I said, I'm not going to pay for it. He said, what? Are you going to steal it? I said, no. I went to that guy. I convinced him. and he gave me one free Windows phone. I didn't lie. I said, I'm a developer. I spoke to him, and, you know, I used some sort of techniques. He was so convinced, he gave me one free Windows phone.
Yep.
So, again, it's seriously the art of human hacking. Again, next week at Channel 9, please go and watch it, okay? But for now, I need a small break.
Okay.
Do you mind if I do, if you do a small recap of what we spoke? And maybe...
Sure. Not? Sure. Basically, when we looked into this module, it was all about identifying like the key principles of security. So looking into asset management. So what is an asset really? Right? Looking into, okay, so what asset identification do we need to put in place? What is PII? So personal information. The difference between confidentiality and integrity. And as well, we looked into some of the key principles, the security principles. So least privileges, what does it really mean? What is the impact of having local admin rights? Looking into isolating the network layer. And really talking a lot about Erdal's experience when coming into a conference to get some free phones.
Okay. Please excuse us for 10 minutes. Very soon, we are going to talk about your enemy. Yes, his enemy, my enemy, your enemy. We're going to talk about our enemy in 10 minutes. Thank you for watching, and please make sure you refill your tea, coffee, and come back. See you soon in 9 minutes, 56 seconds.
Take care, guys.